What's up, my friends? It's Rick Mulready here. Listen, if you are feeling like you're struggling to keep up with all the AI opportunities, or maybe you're wondering how to even start leveraging AI in your business without all the headaches, the AIify newsletter is designed with you in mind, my friend. Every week, I simplify AI for you, showing you how to apply it and integrate it into your business so that you can work less and profit more. As one of my readers put it, it's a must-have for any entrepreneur who wants to get more done in less time. And they said there's a lot of noise out there and your information is up to date, yet just feels more calm and more relatable. So I want to invite you to sign up for the AIify newsletter. It's free. Just go to rickmulready.com/newsletter. That's rickmulready.com/newsletter.
What do you get when you combine simplified digital marketing, proven ROI strategies, and Metallica blasting from his headphones? You get Rick Mulready, of course. So strap in, grab your bulletproof coffee, and get ready, because this is the art of pay traffic. Here's Rick.
All right. What is up, my friends? Welcome back to the podcast. This is another quick tip episode here on the show. With these quick tip episodes, this is where I share a tip or strategy that can help you grow your online business so that you can have a bigger impact in your business and in the process, increase your revenue. Now, before we get into today's episode, last week's quick tip episode was all about Facebook's attribution window. And I want to make sure that you listen to that episode. You don't have to listen to that before you listen to today, but it's a question I get asked all the time about, you know, can I explain Facebook's attribution window, what it is, what it means for you when you're running your Facebook and Instagram ads, and then how to use the attribution window to your advantage. So if you've not yet listened to last week's episode, make sure you check it out. Make sure you're subscribing to the podcast here so that you don't miss any of the episodes that I am doing twice a week here on the show. Now, with this quick tip episode, I want to talk about one of the biggest challenges that I hear from my students, especially my Accelerator Mastermind students. And that is, they're overwhelmed with all the shiny objects that they can be chasing to grow their business. They're distracted by things and doing things in their business that make them feel productive, right? And they're, quote, busy, but what they're working on, the types of things that they're doing, aren't truly moving their business forward. Now, confession, this is something that I have struggled with myself in my business. And fairly recently, actually, I kind of go up and down. And I reached out and I got some coaching on this exact topic fairly recently, and it's been super helpful. And so this has been a work in progress for myself, and it's gotten a lot better. So I want to kind of share this whole concept with you today of what I call the key three. And I'm going to get into that more here in just a second. And so going back to what I hear so much about my accelerator, hear from my Accelerator Mastermind members, is that they just want to plan, right? They just want to know exactly what they should be focusing on to grow their business. Now, can you relate to this? Is this something that you're listening right now? You're like, yes, this is me, Rick. And so I want to ask you a question and see if you can clearly answer this. What are your top three priorities for your week that are going to move the business forward, or that is going to move the business forward? Is it our three priorities are going to move your business forward? I don't know. Also, what are the top three priorities that you are working on for your quarter that are going to move your business forward? Can you clearly answer that question? If not, you're not alone. This is a super common challenge for people. And so today I want to share with you something that I teach my accelerator members that will ensure that you have an amazing week and also an amazing quarter in your business. And it's what I call the key three. Okay. The key three are your top three priorities for the week, also for your quarter, okay, that are going to move your business forward. And the key three can also be used when prioritizing your quote unquote rocks for the quarter. Rocks is a term from Gino Wickman's book, Traction. If you've not yet read Traction, shame on you. Now, totally kidding. But no, seriously, check it out. It's one of the best books. It's like a Bible for operating your business. If you've not yet read it, go get it. Gino Wickman's book, Traction. Okay, so the priorities, your top three priorities, your key three, these are priorities that are part of your 5% activities, right? The tasks that only you as the CEO of your business should be doing that can grow your business. The other 95% of the things in your business should be handled by your team and outsourced. Okay. Now, if you're still flying solo in your business and you're doing everything, not to worry. I got you. I was there for years too. Okay. But I want to challenge you to make it a goal to work towards spending as much time as possible in your key three in your business. So you might be asking, well, Rick, what the heck are some examples of these key three activities? Well, number one, this is a joke that I shared with my Accelerator Mastermind members during our last retreat. So number one activity is selling. Number two activity is selling. Number three is selling. I joke, but it's also true. All right. So selling, another activity would be creating offers and selling those offers. Another activity would be the face of your business. You are the face of your business if that's the case. So that would fall under marketing. Another example would be creating content that only you can create, which again would be under marketing. So for example, for me, this podcast would be part of my key three because this is content that only I can create and that helps branding, positioning, selling, lead generation, everything for my business. Okay, so that's another one. Another example of a key three activity for you would be looking at the numbers in your business and strategizing how to improve those numbers. Another one would be setting the vision for your business, planning out 6 months, let's just say, in your business and looking at what needs to get done in your business. Notice I didn't say do everything that needs to get done. You are looking at what needs to get done. Okay. Another activity would be setting the values and the culture of your team and your business. Another activity would be growing your team. If that's what you want to do, if you want to grow a team, that would be part of your key three activities. Okay. So those are examples of key three activities. Notice that first bullet point that I said, selling. You run a business, so your focus needs to be on selling. And I don't mean that in a scammy kind of way, right? I mean that in a being clear on who you serve and how you serve them and making offers to help them kind of way. All right. That's the difference, or that's a difference, I should say, between having a business and having a hobby, right? You got to be selling. And again, I don't mean that in a scammy kind of way, selling to add value and to help, truly help the people that you want to be helping. Then, once you're clear on what your key three are for the week, you can break them down into key priorities in order to get them done. So here's an example of how that would be. It's super simple. So let's just say that one of my key three for the week is to record 3 podcast episodes for the week, right? And again, this would fall under marketing and something that only I can do, meaning recording the episode. And so breaking that down into key priorities, number one would be, okay, determine the podcast topics. Now, that's not necessarily something that only I could do. You know, my team can help me with that, but that is a priority that needs to happen in order to record the 3 podcast episodes. Priority number 2, maybe it would be outline each episode. Priority number 3, record each episode. So again, the only one that I really have to do there is to record the episode. Now, as far as outlining the episode, I could do that, or somebody on my team could do that. So that's just a very simple example of a key three priority for the week. Record 3 podcast episodes and then break that down into the individual priorities that need to happen in order for that key priority, that key goal to be accomplished. Now, here's another example where this might be one for your key three for the quarter. All right. So maybe you have a goal for the quarter to relaunch your course and your goal is to do, I don't know, $50,000 in your launch. Well, you can't control achieving that goal. You can't control whether you do 50K or not. What you can control, though, is the what I call process goals or the key priorities, right, that need to happen in order to set yourself up for success in achieving that goal. Okay. So a process goal number one for relaunching your program, let's just say you're going to do a webinar. Okay. So goal number one would be pick a webinar topic. Goal number two might be set the webinar date and the launch date, right? Another goal might be to market the webinar. Another goal would be to create the webinar. Another goal would be get testimonials from your existing students. Another goal would be to make sure that you have onboarding emails written. Another goal would be define what you are going to do and also what your team is going to do if you have help on your team in this whole launch, right? And that's not necessarily in order, but you get what I mean there. So creating the webinar, you're going to be able to break that down into individual steps as well. And so each one of these goals might have individual steps, or very likely going to have individual steps, like get testimonials from students. Okay, what are the things that you have to do in order to get that? And those are things that you clearly can mark, yes, they got done, or no, they did not get done. And when you do all those things, you're able to kind of roll that up into, okay, this rolls up into our goal of relaunching our course. But again, you can't control the actual revenue, but you can control what you're doing to achieve that revenue. Does that make sense? So now it's your turn. I want you to be thinking about what are your key three for the week and also for your quarter that are going to move your business forward. Okay. Now, when you're looking at the key priorities for your quarter, I liken that 3 to 4 range, having 3 to 4 key priorities or rocks, if you will, like I said before, from the book Traction for the quarter. I wouldn't get too crazy there in having more. Now, just to clarify, this is business priorities, because if you have a team, each team member might have their own individual rocks or key priorities for the quarter as well. Okay. So think about this for your business. Okay. What are your key three for the week and also for your quarter that are going to move your business forward? And then what are the priorities that need to happen in order for you to accomplish that key three priority? Okay. Hopefully that makes sense. And these examples are helpful for you. So also, if you are an online expert and you want my help prioritizing the things that are going to move your business forward, getting coaching, accountability, support, and community, all in the help of taking your business to the next level, right? What could that do for your business? What could that do for your life, your freedom to do what you want when you want to do it? So if you're interested in getting coaching from me, shoot me a DM on Instagram. I'm at Rick Mulready with your interest. Let me know you're interested. And then we'll take that conversation from there. We'll see if you're a fit for my coaching. Cool. At Rick Mulready on Instagram. Shoot me a DM there and let me know if you are interested. All right, my friends. Hope today's quick tip was helpful for you. As always, thank you so much for hanging out with me today. Super appreciate you. I'll see you right back here for the next episode. It's a big one here on the Art of Paid Traffic podcast.
Don't worry. There's more of Art of Paid Traffic coming soon. If you can't wait for more incredible digital marketing strategies, head over to rickmulready.com. We'll see you next time.
Don't forget to head down to the show notes below and register for the Platform and Profit Summit that starts May 1st, this Wednesday, where you're going to hear just practical advice that's working right now, this year in 2024, not in years past, right? Like how to build a 90-day evergreen funnel that actually works. Presented by Corinne Crabtree. Heard of her? How about minimalist marketing? How to get more eyes on your business by doing less? Or what about 5 simple website fixes to get more clients? I'm not going to read through all of these good talks and strategy sessions, but what you got to take away is this is not theory. It's what's working in people's business. These experts that are speaking, they're sharing the good stuff, behind the scenes stuff. And, you know, I'll be speaking there too on a panel about how to position yourself and your business for more connections and collaborations, because really it's partnering and collaborating collaborating with people that brings authority, that brings in steady revenue and profit into my business. So I want you guys to learn and take away strategies and tips and tricks and real systems that you can put to work in your business right now. That link is in the show notes below. Sign up is 100% free, but it does start May 1st. That's in a couple days from now, and I'll see you there. Take care. Bye.